UFC 249 is now less than 24 hours out, and with it, a return to big-time sports in this country, big-time matchups, something to watch, something to do, and of course, something to get down on, which I will get to in one moment. As for the card itself, it is stacked, absolutely stacked. And no, it's not the Habib-Tony Ferguson fight that we all wanted and have been waiting on, but we've got the next best thing. Because Dana White did what he always does. He adjusts, and then he delivered. And there are fights going down. And if there are fights going down, there's action to be had. And if there's action to be had, you know this guy is going to be getting after it. The big head, James Kelly. He's on the Jungle Hotline to help you get paid. He is not in studio because we are continuing to practice our social distancing. Given the size of his head, it is impossible to stay 6 feet away from him in the same room. So he's not here today. But he is on the phones, and we go there right now to get his thoughts. What's cracking, Head?
Jim.
Head.
Nice to have a guy back on the board who actually knows where the hell he hit all that sound.
Yeah,
Welcome back, Ali.
You're telling me, Head. You're telling me, Head. Nothing against you, Head, but man, you suck on the board. Dude, you're really good at lots of things, but running the board's not one of them.
No offense taken.
Anyway, last time we had you on, Flight Deck, you were transitioning from betting on the weather and ping pong to the NFL draft. But JK, we actually have sports now. How fired up are you to get some legitimate action to finally get down on?
Oh my gosh, dude. I love Dana White right now. Let's put it this way. I'm betting on darts now, Jim. I need some sort of action. I went from weather to table tennis to darts. And now we finally have some fights. And like you said, awesome, awesome action fights. Dude, I cannot freaking wait till tomorrow night.
Okay, but let's not get personal about this, right? I mean, were you getting paid on darts? Were you making money betting darts?
I hit about 500. I got a minus 1.5 on Jared Cole later tonight in the Icons of Darts Live League. So
good luck with that.
We can get over that. Yep.
Good luck with that. All right, so why don't we start with the main event? We got a real event coming up this weekend. You've got the interim lightweight UFC championship strap. Tony Ferguson versus Justin Gaethje. No, it's not Habib v. Tony, but it's a badass fight between two tough-ass dudes. Ferguson is minus 190. He's a solid favorite. You can get Gaethje at plus 155. Who you got, Head?
You give me 155 on plus for Justin Gaethje. Jim, I'm taking Gaethje, actually. I'm going the underdog here. Look, Tony Ferguson is an animal. I've wanted to see him and Khabib fight for years. And I don't know who wins that fight. Tony has won 12 fights in a row, and for a UFC fighter, that is historic. And he's well-rounded, Jim. He's awkward. He's very, 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 very hard to prepare for. He punches, he kicks, he elbows, he knees. I mean, he is an entertaining fighter as it comes. And, I mean, you just need to Google his opponents, and you'll see what he does to them. He absolutely pummels them. But you know who else likes to put people in a lot of pain? That'd be Justin Gaethje, Jim. Nobody does it at a bigger clip than Justin. He stands in, and he goes at it. He's not afraid to stand in the pocket, take pain. And he's a little bit more tactical in his last three fights, Jim, which I'm pulling off of. And he's finished those guys in the last three, in the first round of the last three fights. And he's 21-2 overall. I think if he actually was tactical with his other things, I don't think he's ever loses, Jim. I think he's that good. And I love Tony Ferguson. But plus 155 for Gaethje, I'm taking it.
You know what? I see it working. I see you taking a shot at Gaethje at plus 155. Personally, Deck, I cannot go against Tony Ferguson. But that said, I'm not saying he can't lose. He hasn't lost in 12 straight, but he can. If somebody can get him, it's Gaethje, except I can't pull the trigger there. Really quickly on the entertainment value, it may not be the fight that we all wanted, Habib, Tony, but it's the next best thing. Do you think maybe it's more entertaining, though, than Habib and Tony?
Well, you know, the aura and the atmosphere of a Tony v. Khabib fight would be incredible. There's no doubt about that. But stylistically, because of how these two dudes do their work, yeah, it should be. I mean, if you had Khabib, I personally still love it, but it becomes a question of whether Tony, or even Justin for that matter, can stop his grappling. Will he get his takedowns or will he not? Because Tony and Justin both have world-class, not world-class, but they have high-level wrestling. So the thought is, can they stop Khabib? But for fans, like, these two are wrestlers, but they do not go by that. I mean, this is a blood.
All right, too technical. Let's stick to betting. All right, my fault. I shouldn't have asked you that. Let's stick to the betting. We're talking to the flight deck, James Kelly. Listen, his head is huge. He's got lots of information rattling around there.
Yeah.
He just took the underdog in that fight. If you want to get paid and you want to take a shot, maybe that's where you go. All right, the co-main event is Henry Cejudo's bantamweight UFC belt, which is up for grabs. He's defending against Dominic Cruz, who many believe is the greatest bantamweight of all time. Cejudo is favored at minus 240. Cruz checking in at plus 190. Who are you hitting here and why?
Jim, I'm going to underdog again here. I'm actually going to hit Dominic Cruz at plus 190. I love Cejudo. He's next level. He ended Mighty Mouse's run as a flyweight champion that lasted for years. He destroyed TJ Dillashaw, and then he's moved up to this bantamweight, and he took the belt there. And for years, I mean, I've watched this guy for probably 13 years, and for a lot of people who don't know Cejudo, he'd be like the LeBron James of the wrestling community. Like, this kid was a prodigy, Jim, when he's younger. So I love him to death, but if there's one person who I think can maybe handle this guy, it's Dominic Cruz. Dominic's IQ is the highest I've ever seen for a fighter. He is so brilliant. So if there's anybody that could possibly have a game plan or the proper way to go at Henry, I think it's Cruz. I'm going to take the plus 190, Jim.
All right, so the plus 190. Listen, Cruz has not fought since December 2016. I personally cannot get beyond that. Again, I think in terms of a pure fighting or pure fighting ability, he can win the fight, but you want to talk about ring rust. Personally, I can't get beyond that, so I'm going to go chalk. Now we've got a really interesting heavyweight fight between two dudes who can really bring the heat. Francis Ngannou and Jair Rozenstrike. Two really dangerous dudes. Ngannou is minus 275. Rozenstrike is plus 215 as the dog. Are you going to take a third dog in a row, flight deck?
No, I'm going to go the minus 275, Jim, on Ngannou here. Look, it's not a bad bet to take Rozenstrike. I mean, that's plus 210. And both of these guys, I mean, they're the two hardest hitting MMA fighters on the planet, maybe. I mean, these guys bring heat, Jim. It's like Tyson Wilder when it comes to fighters for UFC fighters. They're going to stand in and they're going to swing. Again, theme of this card, unbelievable fights for Dana. And this guy, I mean, this one's going to be great. I mean, all you have to do is Google Alistair Overeem's lip, and you'll see what Rozenstrike does to people. But having said that, this is a step up in competition. Francis, he wants a rematch for that heavyweight championship belt. His last three fights, Jim, he's finished in a total of 2 minutes and 23 seconds. And two of those three guys, Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos, legends of this game.
He is the flight deck. His head is gigantic. He's got all sorts of info rattling around. One last one. Another interesting fight. A couple of big names running it back in a fight, JK, they had in 2013. Welterweights, Anthony Showtime Pettis, Cowboy Cerrone. Pettis finished the Cowboy in the first round of their first fight. Cowboy admitted that when he fought Conor McGregor last out, he was not ready. Pettis is the favorite, minus 150. You can get the Cowboy, though, at plus 125. Are you buying the Cowboy?
I'm buying the Cowboy, another underdog, Jim, plus 125. Yes, he's lost his last three fights, and he hasn't looked good. But remember, they were against Conor, Justin, and Tony Ferguson. Also, this card, Jim, it's not in a main event, and Cerrone has always showed up better when he's not the center of attention. He seems like in a good place this week from the interviews and the clips that you've seen. So I'm going to go with the Cowboy, plus 125, and again, it should be an entertaining fight between the two of these guys. But Pettis, he's just not the fighter that he used to be. I mean, I think he's lost probably 8 of his last 12 fights. So I'll take the underdog on this, plus 125.
James Kelly, all fired up. We've got UFC 249 coming up this weekend in Jacksonville. You've got something to watch, something to do, something to get down on. All right, so really quickly, I've got about a minute left. Those are the things you're going to hit for UFC 249. Are you looking at anything else anywhere, be it on that card or outside that card? What's a guy to do to get down?
I'm looking everywhere, Jim, like always. I've put a lot of action on some of my future bets for the NFL. I believe the Tennessee Titans have gotten a stupid number after the draft. I think I got them at 35-1. I'll take them. And the Minnesota Vikings, another one that is 28-1 odds. Of course, I'll take those guys, and then I'll take one of the favorites to kind of, you know, make that a safe bet.
That's what you do. I've seen you do this. You take a couple of shots, and then you go with something that's got a lower number. You kind of hedge. I've seen that. Now, were you not the guy that when the Bears got Nick Foles, didn't you hit that? And what number did you get that?
What did I get Nick at? I would say I got the Bears at plus 35-1 odds. I like that bet. I mean, if anybody's better than what Mitchell has put out there, I mean, a quarterback who's won and won a Super Bowl, and that team from 2-53 is pretty good. So I got them at 35-1 too.
All right, there you go. James Kelly, the Flight Deck. Flight Deck, good to have you back. Thank you very much. Hope you make us some money. Thanks for jacking up my board yesterday. But back with a vengeance today. You got it, man. Have a great weekend. JK, the Flight Deck.